You're listening to East Georgia's Morning Show, powered by Southern Chiropractic and Wellness Center.
Yes.
It's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Friday morning. We're kind of doing a special edition of Blue Thursday on Friday.
Yeah, it's kind of, swapping things up a little bit here.
Yeah, we have Coach Clay Helton here with us this morning, the head coach at Georgia Southern, head football coach. There are lots of head coaches at Georgia Southern. But Coach Helton, great to have you here this morning.
Well, thanks, guys. It's always good to be over here. It always means it's kind of the start of football season, which makes it exciting.
Man, it's an ecstatic time. I mean, the tension is palpable in Statesboro right now. You can feel it. Everyone's so ready for the season to start.
Now, for people who don't know your background, which I can't imagine who that is because they've been living under a rock or something, but tell us a little about, you know, we like to call this the Where's Your Mama in Them segment. So where are you from?
Well, you know, my dad was an NFL and college football coach for 50 years. And still coaching me today, a matter of fact. So
he's still coaching you up.
Yeah, so he was coaching at the University of Florida when I was born. So I was born in Gainesville, Florida. Spent 15 years in Florida while he was there with U of F, with the University of Miami, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Went to high school out in Houston, Texas when he was with the old Houston Oilers.
Yeah.
Met my wife, Miss Angela, in high school. We went to Auburn together. And then we had three beautiful children and adopted 130 sons each and every year.
Yeah.
And have done that from Durham, North Carolina at Duke University all the way across to Los Angeles, California, to USC. And then God blessed us and said, hey, I'm going to put you in Statesboro, Georgia. And we are having the time of our lives.
Now, one of the things that, to me, it's got to be unusual is that, you know, you go from, it's the number two media market in the country, mm-hmm. Los Angeles, to Statesboro, Georgia, and I don't know where that would fall on the on the list of,
is it even,
you know,
in
media
the rankings?
Markets, but it's got to be, you know, a very big number, like several hundred.
52.
Yeah. So for one thing, you know, when you were in L.A., it is such an intense spotlight. I mean, every time somebody drops a football on the field, it makes headlines, mm-hmm. you know, in the papers there. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, you're in a market where, in L.A., where, you know, Brad Pitt hangs out.
Yeah.
So
being famous is kind of,
you're kind of a big fish in a pond full of big fish.
Well, I tell you, it's actually, you know, when you talk about how you're recognized, or if you're recognized, when you're out in Los Angeles, there's so many movie stars and entertainers. They don't find you. They're after Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I mean,
they're
right.
They're looking for Brad Pitt. But when you're in Statesboro, obviously it's one of the things I love about it is the people and community and coming up and say, hey, Coach, how you doing, man?
Yeah.
Appreciate what you're doing. And so there is a difference. I tell you what, they really, you know, when you're in Los Angeles, you're kind of undercover. I remember Matt Barkley, who was my first quarterback at USC. I said, Matty, how do you like it? He said, Coach, I love it. He said, I'm the quarterback at USC, but I actually got a real life because, you know, everybody's worried about everything else and they're so busy. And you come to Statesboro, Georgia, where football is so prominent and so important to everybody and the community, as well as the university, and people are focused on it, which is fun. And we're trying to build, I'll be honest with you, we're trying to build a national brand. We're trying to build the market here even larger and larger and larger, and hopefully we keep doing what we did last year and have some national prominent wins and have some double overtime wins and against our rivals and do some things that are special. They get recognized nationally.
You looking for another Power 5 upset this season, you know, against the Cornhuskers?
Well, we had one last year against Nebraska. We get the opportunity to go to Wisconsin this year, which is another place I had never been to Lincoln, Nebraska before. What a wonderful environment and community. They love their football. And that was a great experience and great memory. And now, you know, we get to go to Wisconsin, which is another unbelievable environment, unbelievable student base. Have never had the opportunity to compete there. Can't wait to see jump around in the fourth quarter. You know, when you come to Georgia Southern, you know, that's why you come. You come to play big games. You think about the games we're going to have over the next couple of years, Wisconsin, Ole Miss, Clemson. I mean, there's some really exciting at USC. There's going to be some really exciting games down the road, and that's why you come here, you know, to play in a great conference in the Sun Belt, plus, you know, play national teams.
Yeah. Well, it probably hadn't been a big adjustment for you coming from, except for the traffic is not anything like it used to be. You can now get to work in 5 minutes rather than, you know, having
two and a half hours.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, that was a big piece. My wife puts it best. I get asked all the time, what's the difference between in personal life between, you know, being in Los Angeles or being in Statesboro, Georgia? And I think she puts it best. I mean, one, we love the people here. We love that. We love the community. How they have welcomed us. We love the pace of things here. It does. It's literally two country songs and a cup of coffee, and I'm at work. I would have had to have a canister, you know, in Los Angeles, and that's the reason I spent the night at the office a lot. You know, the third is just the peace of things around here. There's great peace, and then she puts the proximity of our family. You know, we're back near our family. I've saw my mom and dad more this past year than maybe I saw all 12 years, you know, in Los Angeles. So there's been some great things for us here.
Well, it's definitely something you mentioned earlier that really strikes true here is you talk about the culture and the acceptance of football programs. Mm-hmm. I would argue that football is way more part of the Southern identity than the West Coast identity. You know, California has so much going on. Their football program is big, and a lot of people like it, but that's just part of all the things happening in California. But the South, Southern states, we really like to, you know, pump up and put our football programs really out there for people to see.
Yeah, you look at it, one, because it's the number of schools. I mean, when you look at the map and you put all 130 FBS programs on the map, the majority, almost 80% are East Coast. And you look at where all the schools are. So there are more per capita, you know, schools per capita, which is part of the reason. But it is, I went to Auburn University. I grew up in the Southeast. Mm-hmm. You know how special college football is, and football in general at any level, high school, college, pro. I mean, people live for Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday night football. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a 4 or 5 day weekend for football.
Yes, it is. East Georgia's morning show is powered by Southern Chiropractic and Wellness Center. It's 8:22 on this Friday morning. We're happy to have the head football coach for Georgia Southern, Clay Helton, here with us this morning. And Clay, first of all, I want to get your kind of assessment on how last season went. It was your first season, even though you had been at Southern for almost a year at that point. But what's your assessment?
Well, in year one, you're trying to set a kind of a standard and an expectation for your culture, and while trying to every year trying to win a conference championship. That's our goal each and every year. And you know, to come out of a season where you're putting in a new offense and a drastically new offense, you know, going from an option based offense run game to a more balanced and throwing the ball all over the park a lot.
Going vertical, pushing
the ball vertically. To be able to have some really, really neat memories for our kids that had just come off a 3-win season. Now, all of a sudden, you're trying to build their confidence. And when you're a coach and been doing it 29 years, you see the talent on the field, but you got to build their confidence. Yeah. You know, so to be able to go on the road and get a Power 5 win in Lincoln, Nebraska,
that was a great way to get their attention.
Yeah, to build, to have a top 25 win in Paulson, to beat your arch rival, to go to postseason play. You know, those are some great things, not our ultimate goal, but those are great things in year one as you continue to build. And now now you have to continue to progress. And we've brought in the personnel, both offensively and defensively, that we feel like we can take the next step forward. Our kids now know our standards and our expectations. So, your culture drives everything. And so year two has felt a little bit easier. You feel a little bit more ahead than you did than you did at this point in time last year. Last year was just the unknown of, gosh, can we do this or can we not? And then look up and be a top five passing offense and all of a sudden be a postseason team again.
Well, you kind of got a bit of a head start because you were able to meet the players. You were able to watch them play and all that early on in the season. So that had to help you out a little.
Yeah, definitely. I thought that was probably the biggest thing that happened for us is just the proactivity of Jared and Kyle, Dr. Marrero, of hiring me in early November. I got to be on campus November 2nd. And and start evaluating staff, players, and all of a sudden you look up, I go, oh my gosh, there's a Caleb Hood here. There's a there's a Duren Burgess here. There's a Jalen White. I mean, you could see, man, we could be a balanced offense that can not only run the ball but push the ball vertically. The one piece that I felt like we needed was to revamp the quarterback room, to bring in some additional talent there. And we got really lucky in bringing a young man named Kyle Van Treesen that we felt really fit us. I think me and Coach Ellis acted like two sixth graders the day he committed because we knew what we had.
Yeah.
You know, we thought that he was one of the top transfer quarterbacks that were out there on the board. And to have him come to Georgia Southern and do what he did in year one, he really propelled us into this next season.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because obviously we have to address the elephant in the room, right? So Kyle is he's not part of Georgia Southern's team anymore. So I imagine that is one of the big hurdles you've had to overcome in this upcoming season is finding a way to, you know, fill that gap that's there now, you know, that quarterback position.
Yeah, definitely. And not only fill that gap, but we wanted to bolster the room again. And so, you know, we went out looking one for somebody that resembled Kyle, that had had the experience at the college level, you know, had been a multi-year starter and been very productive, somebody that can be a face of a program,
right,
that is a great decision maker, gets the ball out on time, great accuracy, and wins games. And, you know, we went to Tulsa, Oklahoma and found Davis Brent, you know, and really had a nice feeling just like we did with Kyle, like, gosh, this is our guy, and we're right at the last second again, and here comes some Power Five teams in, and all of a sudden, you know, he says, no, this is the best situation. I saw Kyle be one of the top five passers in the country last year. This system, the coaching staff is what I'm looking for. So we brought Davis in and brought a young man named J.C. French in from Memphis, who's a Georgia product that is coming back, and man, has he had a great fall camp, and he's a young talent, redshirt freshman, that you're going to get to see him too and get to see what he can do. So I think the future is bright within that room. And you have a David Dallas in there, a Kobe Walton, a Colton Fitzgerald. That room is now stacked. So you have a room that can really do some nice things.
You kind of have an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah, an overabundance of weapons, if you will.
Well, and that to me is cool. And one of the things I've thought with the transfer portal being what it is now is that if I'm, you know, at a Power Five, but I'm the fourth guy, you know what I'm saying? Why not go to a Georgia Southern where you can make an immediate impact?
Yeah, you know, and I think what recruits are seeing now is I can be nationally recognized right here in Statesboro, Georgia.
Yeah,
you know, you're winning games at Nebraska, you're winning games on national TV, double overtime versus App State, you're beating top 25 teams, you're looking at one of the top offenses in the country. Why not go there and be a Caleb Hood and catch 100 balls? You know, go be a Jalen White and have 1,100 yards of production at the running back position. You know, so go be Kyle Van Treese and be one of the top five pastors in the country.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very intriguing for recruits. And so that's what you see, especially in the state of Georgia right now. You know, you look at what we've done over the last 2 years. We've signed 40 high school recruits. You talked about the transfer portal. We're still a development program. 40 high school recruits have come in. 87 players from the state of Georgia currently on our roster on the 120 that we brought in. So it's been really neat to be able to see the interaction with recruits and what they feel about what's going on at Georgia Southern right now.
Yeah, I think it's neat being able to, you know, the transfer portal's great. You get some, you know, some known talent. But I think being able to build a program from the ground up with local talent is just, to me, the best way to do it.
Yeah, we're following Coach Russell's blueprint. I mean, to a T. I mean, when a school wins six national championships,
they're doing something right.
And when you break down the history of what Georgia Southern been, the best it has been is when it focuses on the state of Georgia and the attached states of Alabama, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Tennessee. That's it. We don't go outside of it, and so we stay right here local. And the majority of our players are coming from the great state. state of Georgia.
See, that's one of the blessings and curses with the transfer portal as it is now. You know, it is important to be able to pull these high pick transfers from other programs because you know they can show out more here. But at the same time, if you don't have local cultivation, if you're not building up a force of high school students that you're pulling into your program, the transfer portal can pull someone away. It giveth and it taketh.
Yeah, definitely. You have to be, in today's time, roster management is so
important.
I mean, you have to be able to decide, you know, do you go with young talent or do you go for an immediate fill need right now? And you have to make that decision. I don't think you take transfers just to take transfers.
Right.
It's got to be an immediate need that you feel can win a championship this year. And most of those guys, when you see, I'll give you a great example. Like TJ Smith, I think, is going to be a phenomenal player for us. Obviously, you saw what his brother did at Georgia. He's an NFL draft pick. Him coming from Kansas State in his last year, you know, we had a need there, and all of a sudden he's come in and filled that need. We've got him for 1 year. I'm going to enjoy every second I get with him, not only as a player, but a leader, as a person. And that's what that's there for. You know, when I was out in Los Angeles, a teammate of mine, Les Snead, was a general manager out there and does a tremendous job of filling holes. I remember they were a playoff team. All of a sudden, he wants to get to the Super Bowl. What does he do? He goes out and gets Ndamukong Suh, Marcus Peters, and Tlaib, and they go from a playoff team to a Super Bowl team.
East Georgia's Morning Show is powered by Southern Chiropractic and Wellness Center. It's our pleasure to have Coach Clay Helton here in the studio with us this morning, along with that guy, Danny Reed.
Danny is fine. He's here too.
I think he just came to retrieve his sunglasses that he left behind yesterday.
Because he knew he would destroy them otherwise.
That's right. Well, Coach, we teased it in the last segment. We've got another season that's starting in just a few weeks. So, people are excited about what happened last year, going vertical down the field, which was something new for Georgia Southern. So what can we expect this year?
Well, we're excited to bring Brandon Bailey back to Statesboro, Georgia, our defensive coordinator, who we got to witness firsthand in the bowl game at Buffalo and watch the growth of our defense. We were so happy for Will Harris, who got his opportunity to go to the NFL and coach in the NFL, which was a lifelong dream to go to the Chargers and be back closer to home. But it allowed us to the opportunity to bring Brandon back home and to see the growth of our defense as well systematically, but also with growing the personnel and the depth of personnel. I think you're going to see a defense that is more stern and does what this offense needed, be a complement of getting the ball back. One of the reasons that we went after Coach Bailey was you looked at his defense last year, seventh in the country in turnovers last year, top third in third down efficiency.
Now that's getting the ball back.
So they did a tremendous job of getting the offense back. And that's, we were in a lot of close games last year. It seemed like every game was a close game.
Yes, it did.
And so when you have a defense that's that opportunistic, it creates a 2-3 score separation when you combine it with the offense that we have. So we're looking forward to still being a high-flying offense, grow our defense and our special teams, and put ourselves in position to compete for a conference championship.
Well, it's you talked about Coach Bailey and bringing him back in here. Schematically, is the defense going to change, or is it really more of an attitude type of thing?
It's still, we had recruited for two recruiting cycles. You remember that he came about a week, about a week before spring football that we had a change. And so, we had already recruited for two recruiting cycles to that 4-2-5. Now, there are some different aspects within the system, definitely. But it, from a personnel standpoint, we fit right now what the 4-2-5 is. And so we're going to be more of that. Obviously, some different calls, some different pressures, different coverages, especially on third down. That will be new, but systematically it fits a four down front.
Now, he's obviously a good coach because when he was at Buffalo, he kind of did a number on our offense.
Yeah, I tell you what, he makes it hard on quarterbacks. Kyle, who had played a lot of football, as well as myself, as well as Coach Ellis, his disguises of what he does, especially on third down, were really, really impressive and created turnovers, especially in the back end. And we've seen that thus far in spring and fall, how opportunistic our defense has been. So looking forward to that to carry over into the 2023 season.
That's awesome. Now, we've talked about the first game still being a few weeks away, but there's actually an event going on tonight.
Yeah, some short-term stuff happening.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we've got an exciting weekend coming up this weekend. Obviously, Eagle Nation Collective, our event tonight that helps support our student-athletes is going on. Rick Neuheisel, which is one of the, now become one of the premier voices in college football, and such an entertaining person on all fronts, is coming in here, and we've got the opportunity to visit with him. Our coordinators are going to be there tonight between Brandon and Coach Ellis and Coach Turner West and myself. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And then tomorrow's Fan Fest. I hope the community comes out. You're going to get a sneak peek at what the 2023 team looks like. Get to meet our players, our coaches. We've got a free little clinic going on, camp going on for little kids right afterwards. And then they got movie night right after that. So, you know, gates are going to open at 4:30 tomorrow, 5 o'clock scrimmage starts. So, man, what a big weekend. And then the women's clinic on Sunday. Not only do I got to run a football team, I got all these events going on. So, but it's going to be a fun weekend, and I hope everybody will come out and see us.
Now, one of the true big, blue weekend.
Yes. Now, one of the big additions on campus is that indoor practice facility.
Yeah.
Can you talk about what that has meant to the team? And they've only been able to use it for like a week or so. So can you tell what that's meant to the team?
Yeah, the Anthony P. Timpins family training facility is just first class. And it helps us so much logistically, I can't even tell you. You know, you think about my first, when I came in November of 21, that team, the 3-win football team, had 23 practices altered or canceled.
Wow.
You know, last year we had 17 practices that were altered. And so it's a lot different when you're, you know, either going in the hanger or going into the rack compared to actually being, you know, on a field.
And on
so,
turf.
Logistically, to be able to get out of the weather when it comes, obviously in the Southeast, and be able
it
to.
It seems like every afternoon about three.
And be able to still practice is invaluable. But it also, we were ingenious, and the administration was ingenious in building the tailgate suites, which will be a constant revenue builder for the university. And it's just a beautiful facility. It's taken a lot off our kids' bodies with the shade and when the heat, especially right now. But also, man, they feel like pros. It's a pro facility, and they feel like pros.
They feel like they're important.
You know, there's no question. You can see the investment that are going back into our student-athletes. $100 million worth of new athletic facilities right here in Statesboro, Georgia, with the indoor training facility, the convocation center for our basketball team, our new baseball facility built. It's really neat to see a university say, you know what, athletics is important to us. We're going to invest in our student athletes and invest in the facilities.
And, you know, oftentimes we talk about when it comes to Georgia Southern and the culture, alignment. Mm-hmm. Alignment is huge. Yeah. And the fact that across the board the alignment is there, you know, you're echoing the same sentiments that Dr. Marrero and Jared Binko talk about, right? And one of the things we've talked about is if you want to stay relevant, if you want the Sun Belt to keep getting the attention it's getting, you have to stay on par with other teams. Mm-hmm. And that includes facilities, which is something that people overlook a lot. Yeah. Is, you know, if you can't train well, you can't perform your best in the game.
Yeah. Well, I've always loved the saying, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. And the reason I came to Statesboro, Georgia was for Dr. Kyle Marrero and Jared Binko and Leonard Bevel, who's the president of the foundation at the time. There was just such an alignment between their vision of what they wanted to be and not only saying, hey, we want to be a national brand, we want to emulate a Power 5 football program at every level. But you can say that, but then you got to put words into action. And these men have put it into action.
The action. That describes them a lot.
Yeah.
Dean of my college never tackled a referee.
They want to build they want to not be the premier program.
He doesn't like that story to get out.
But no, they want to be the premier program in the group of five, which we will be. And we want to be, when that playoff expansion goes from 4 to 12, we want to be part of that conversation. organization, and we're putting things in place to be able to do that, whether it's systems, football systems that are nationally recognized, mm-hmm. national style wins, as well as the facilities that are here in Statesboro.
East Georgia's Morning Show is powered by Southern Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Coach Clay Hilton is our guest this morning, the head coach of Georgia Southern football. And Coach, one of the things that's making headlines across the nation mm-hmm. is realignment. I mean, some people are saying, oh, the ACC is going to get Stanford and California. Other people are saying the ACC is going to disappear. Mm-hmm. So, you know, things are going crazy in that regard. Mm-hmm. How does that affect the Group of Five?
Well, I tell you what, we are very fortunate within our conference. I've said this a bunch, but I truly believe the premier Group of Five conference is the Sun Belt.
I agree.
One of the reasons in coming here was just the strength of not only the commissioner and Commissioner Gill, but our presidents. When you were looking and evaluating somebody, you go, oh my goodness, there's every university, when everybody was breaking up and everybody's trying to go to a different spot, every team within the Sun Belt stayed together. The president said, hey, we're keeping this together. We're going to be strong, but not only be strong, we're going to add some really powerful teams. When you add a James Madison
yeah.
and its tradition of excellence that they've had, when you add a Marshall
yeah.
and the success that they have had, an Old Dominion, a Southern Miss, you've just made an extremely strong conference, you know, and so very similar to the SEC, you have not seen this year really any changes because
yeah.
you've got really strong conferences. Now, you see some realignment in other places. And I think a lot of it is TV revenue driven.
Yeah.
It's obvious how entertaining this sport is and how many dollars it drives from an entertainment factor.
A little bit.
And so it's, you know, it was probably bound to happen at some point in time because of the TV dollars. I'm just very thankful to be in the Sun Belt and just be in a really strong situation right now within our conference.
So does the Sun Belt, you mentioned TV revenue, Sun Belt have a TV deal?
Well, you know, obviously every one of our games is on ESPN. It's driven by ESPN. Commissioner Gill has done a wonderful job of being able across all our teams to be able to promote our brand on several different networks, and NFL Network is out there now also, which is promoting Sun Belt games. So, you know, we are an entertaining factor in college football when you
yeah.
look at not only Georgia Southern beating Nebraska, but think about, we had four Power Five wins last year: App State, Texas A&M, Marshall, Notre Dame, Old Dominion over Virginia Tech. You know, you watch the Sun Belt.
Those are signature wins.
You better get your popcorn out there because it's going to be entertaining.
Yeah, it's entertainment for sure.
Yeah. Yes. Well, speaking of entertaining, we've got the first game coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So when people get to the field, mm-hmm. what can they expect?
Well, I tell you, one, you're going to see an amazing facility. Brand new turf. I can't wait for everybody to see this brand new turf field.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the prettiest little stadium in America just got even prettier. Just got prettier. And then you're going to see that beautiful Anthony P. Tippins family training facility right behind. You know, God, what an amazing venue this is. And then we're going to put a really quality team on the field, a team that it's been so fun to coach and see how bonded they are and the chemistry that they have and how hard they have worked for this season. Every time they break it down, they keep on saying championship, championship, championship. And that's our goal.
Yeah.
You know, that's our goal each and every year is to win championships because that is what's demanded at Georgia Southern, is we want to be a part of the history, just like those six national championships teams, mm-hmm. all the conference championships that they won, that they've won. So you're going to see a very fun, very energetic and very productive team when you come to Statesboro, Georgia, and come to Paulson Stadium. It's hard to win there. When teams come to Statesboro, you're talking
and that's
about...
that's what you want.
Yeah,
you want them to dread coming to Paulson Stadium.
You're talking about one of the best winning programs in the history of college football at home, you know, and so we want to make it a really tough place to play. I don't want there not to be one empty seat in the entire house, and it should be rocking, and we're going to help it rock.
Yes. Well, it's you know, the offense was a complete change last year. We've got a new defensive coordinator this year. Hopefully it could keep up with what the offense is doing, because the offense made great strides last year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've got an exciting product right now with a lot of weapons all the way across the board. We're deeper this year. You know, last year having 15 season-ending injuries, we were sitting there in November, and I was like, oh my gosh, if we have one more, I'm going to have to go suit up out there.
Pull Danny out of the booth.
I think we're a deeper football team. We're coming into the season extremely healthy. Kids are extremely excited about the opportunity, as well as our coaching staff. And it's going to make for a fun time. You know, opening two games are at Paulson, September 2nd against Citadel. And then we come back with UAB at home, which will be another big game for us. So come out and see us those first 2 weeks. Come support these kids. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, Coach Elton. Well, we're down to the wire here, almost out of time. Mm-hmm. We have to let you go. So before we do, there's a classic question I ask every member of Georgia Southern when they come on here. So Coach Clay Helton, head coach of the football team, what does GATA mean to you?
It means get after their ASS.
There you go.
You go back to the Irk Russell definition.
It is a mindset. This place was founded on toughness and courage and just a blue-collar mentality that if you dare step on Paulson Field, then get ready, because you're going to have a team that's ready to compete at the highest level. You can feel it when you go over to Eagle Creek. We were over there just the other day. You can feel the history and tradition and just the mindset of what built Georgia Southern. It was built with hard work, with work ethic, and people that had a mindset that if you want to compete, then we will get after their ASS.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Coach, it's been great having you here this morning, and anytime you want to come back, we'll be happy to have you. We'll kick out any other guests we've had.
Sounds good. I look forward to coming back, guys. Thank you.